This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Jake getting it done, isn't he? He's good. He's very good. 841, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's nice to see our friend Tom Wilson, chairman and CEO at Allstate here. Normally, you and I run into each other at Hawks games. What are we going to do now?
Wait till next year.
I talked to some people in the organization yesterday. They said, and I quote, "We will be back." We don't have any doubts.
Will, yeah.
We don't have any doubts. Nice to see you, and nice to see Craig Kielberger. Craig is co-founder of WeDay. Tom Wilson, along with being the backbone and the financial kick-in here for WeDay, is also the chairman, national co-chair and Illinois chair. But we're going to introduce you to the real rock star in a couple of minutes, our friend Leo. But first, Tom, let's go back for a second and assume nobody was listening last year when we were on. But when you discovered WeDay, it was part of a big conference, right?
It was. I met Craig at a conference. Somebody said, you need to meet this guy. And I said, no, I got no time. And they said, 5 minutes. An hour later, we were talking about youth empowerment, giving kids a chance to make a difference. And it's been all uphill since then. It's great.
Right, because once you find out what WeDay is, it's hard not to be involved.
Well, the kids make – you go to WeDay and you see that kids are making differences. It's about community service. We do We Schools, 100,000 kids in Illinois doing community service through We Schools, first year out of the box. And then we celebrate 15,000 of them. And Craig's created this fabulous organization that helps the kids in the schools and then brings all these, like, entertainers and just celebrate the kids doing good work. It's fun.
And Craig throws a big old party for them, but you have to earn your ticket to the party. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But give people the basic premise of WeDay and how it started for you.
Absolutely, and you do have to earn that ticket. One local action, one global action, so 1,000 different charities these young people support to earn their way. So how it all started was when I was 12 years old, now over 20 years ago, I set up a group in my school and found it really tough if you want to make a difference.
Right.
And so we want to make it easy for the next generation. So any school listening, any parent, any kid out there, we'll come to your school in Illinois. We'll bring our team in. They'll get them everyone fired up around service. Every week, new curriculum. Every month, simple, easy actions, homelessness, veterans, making a difference, local, global. 2 weeks ago with our great friends at Allstate, we had We Volunteer Now, where youth were getting their friends and recruiting them to volunteer with them. So all these great campaigns. And then the end of the school year, we get to celebrate you. So WeDay is free, but every student had to earn their ticket to be at Allstate Arena in tomorrow through service and through helping a local and a global cause.
And both of you can comment on this, but I'll throw it to you too, Tom, because you know this from business. You have to develop certain muscles to be great at whatever you're doing, and charity's the same way. And one of the things I love about the concept for WeDay is it's a repetitive thing. It's not do this today, and then we'll talk to you next year.
Well, the kids that do this, they just become better citizens. They love school more. They're more confident
right.
in themselves. And, you know, like I wasn't doing this at 12, Steve, but I'm telling you, like you look at people like Leo, and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, your energy tires us out, and we appreciate it. but talk about the repetition for a second and why it's important.
Well, you're so right. So that's why literally every single week, just like you learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, we want every school to bring service and service learning. So, for example, 50 schools across Illinois, when Halloween rolled around, they were knocking on doors using Halloween to collect food for local food banks. We had kids doing We Are Silent. They took a vow not to speak, raising awareness about bullying. We're going to put these incredible stories of these awesome young people and issues that matter. And here's one of the cool parts. 76% of the youth involved in the program, so the vast majority, are low-income kids. So these are youth who are often seen as problems to be solved, but they're the problem solvers.
Yeah, how about that?
They're the ones who are volunteering, getting their community organized, leading these great service initiatives. And I think Chicago has got to be incredibly proud of its sons and daughters for this incredible service work that they're doing here, millions of hours of service.
And here's the thing, too, that people need to understand. I don't care what your economic background is. Kids need direction, and kids need to be shown how to give back. Charity is just a word when you're a little kid until you go, we're going to go help somebody that needs it because we're a little more blessed than they are in this or that area, right?
Absolutely.
And Steve, once you give them a little bit of training, then they teach you.
Yeah.
Like, it's very interesting. You find like, oh, they'll say, that's not a problem. You're like, well, you think it's a problem, but only because we've been dealing with it for like 30 years. These kids just blast through it, and youth have made a difference all throughout history.
As I said, we're going to meet the real rock star and shut your microphones off so we can talk to Leo in just a second. But now we got Andre and Dave in here too. But before we do that, what sort of buzz are you getting from your fellow CEOs around the country that you talk to? I mean, I assume you're telling them about WeDay.
We're telling about it. We're trying to take it around the country. Next up is the tri-states, but we're in California, we're in Minneapolis, up in Washington State. And people see the power of youth. And so it's really about changing what corporations do. I think it's, corporations are now headed to a new phase where we just need to do good. And we do good because we got the resources. There's clearly problems out there. And people do business with you because who you are, not because what you sell.
And I assume the people at Allstate in-house, you got them fired up as well?
Oh, man, our team, they love this. we get 300 volunteers. We could have 3,000.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to make you feel really good. Stand by. More on WeDay in just a second. First, Mary with the traffic on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:51 now. Tom Wilson, Chairman and CEO at Allstate and National Co-Chair for WeDay. Craig Kielberger, co-founder of WeDay. They basically are both wingmen for our next guest. It's Leo Sarabia?
Yes, it's Sarabia.
Dude, high five. Right? Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
Say hi to Andre and Dave. You guys have a question for Leo?
What's up, Leo?
Leo, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
How did you get involved? What was your big contribution to WeDay?
Well, I got involved by, like, I started off playing soccer with the Urban Initiatives when I was in third or second grade. And then I just, like, from there on, as I'm older, I started to realize that it's not about, like, playing soccer. It's more about, like, eating healthy and, like, helping other people do the same, as in, like, exercising and not being on your video games all day in your house, or just not doing nothing. You should go out and run or play. So that's one reason why I like to be that's why I'm still on the team, and I'm a captain. I'm helping the kids learn to do the same thing that I did when I was
about this?
A great
How about
story.
This
awesome.
I got a new kid of the week. He's right here. By the way, Leo, you got a coach in house, don't you?
Yeah,
what's your coach's name?
Coach Kevin.
Yeah, Coach Kevin helping you get it all done. That brings us to sports, Dave. Do you have any probing questions for Leo?
Well, I'd like to follow up on Andre's question. So what have you, aside from the importance to you, what do your friends say when you try to get that same message across to them?
Well, I mean, since I'm a kid too, and they, like, we're all the same, so I kind of use my ways to, like, actually, like, say, oh, hey, that's wrong, or hey, let's go play outside in the park, or let's go do something, instead of, like, saying, okay, let's just go play watch TV all day or do something like that. And I just feel like it's better for us, and more that I'm 12 years old, so my friends, they're the same, and for them to learn also, even though maybe they haven't been learning when they were younger, but now they can just start now, and I can help them out with that.
Well, that's great. Leo, you're a man of the world. You're a man of the world. You've had years of experience since your earlier mistakes in front of video games. You can share now. You can share with everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Craig, this has got to make you feel great.
You know, Leo became a mentor through Urban Initiative, and he mentors now the grade, the second grade,
yes,
and the
second
third,
through fourth.
Second through fourth. So I love being, of course, in the sixth grade that you are, the responsibility you've now taken on to mentor the next generation, which mm-hmm. I love. And it's these type of stories. Like, they're amazing young people. We have a youth speaker named Raven, who's 17 years old, who straight from the go, she was tired of the Chirac message, and instead did straight from the go. She gets up there, talks about this positive message. She started her own company. She's selling shirts. She's raising funds for charity. We've got amazing stories of schools who have gotten involved fundraising locally and globally. Schools that have raised anywhere from, you know, $500 to thousands of dollars for local charitable causes. Sure. Like, it's amazing to earn their way to WeDay. Students do 20 million service hours for all the WeDays that take place. They raise tens of millions of dollars for different charities. So they do the volunteer work. They do the service work. They make the difference. They are the awesome Leos. And then we get to celebrate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you recruiting Leo yet for the company?
We're working on it. We had him out there a couple of weeks ago, he and the Urban Initiatives people.
But again, Tom, this is great to see what this does, because that's the kind of positive attitude you want to see. A lot of 12-year-olds don't have this.
Oh, a lot of 12-year-olds, a lot of 52-year-olds don't have it.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you go to WeDay or you go to WeSchools, and you just got to feel good about America. You're like, oh my gosh, like it's going to get fixed. It might not be us fixing it, but it's people like Leo.
But that's it. That's why we need the positive. There's so much negative, especially in this campaign. There's so much negative talk about everything.
What's amazing, too, is that anybody can do this. It's contributing in different ways, either by playing soccer or cleaning up your neighborhood or not talking to show support for anti-bullying. It doesn't have to be a monetary thing.
It's cause inclusive is the official word for it. It just means, what do you love? Find something you love. Get some passion behind it. Leo obviously loves helping kids as a coach. And, you know, maybe he'll be coaching the Blackhawks one day.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, what do you think you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an entrepreneur. And I'm kind of want to work with business or with economy. But also, I really love math. So also being an architect is one of my favorite things,
I'm
too.
I'm pretty confident you're going to be just fine.
Thanks.
One of the future leaders of America. You got a great smile, too, buddy. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
You're very impressive.
Thank you.
And you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep up that great work. All right, let's get specific here. WE Day takes place this week. All these people in town, folks have earned a ticket, and what are they going to see?
Oh, they're going to have an amazing time. We got three Grammy Award-winning artists and bands who are up there on stage. As you said, people like Sierra to Paula Abdul. We've got with us inspiring speakers like Jer Martinez, who talks about supporting troops. He, of course, won Dancing with the Stars, but served his country. People like Martin Luther King III, the civil rights activist and changemaker. People even literally from the Fonz of Henry Winkler to and others who are up there.
Hey, but, Leo, you can get a reverse mortgage.
But to the whole spectrum, but then a lot of it is actually local hometown heroes. So young people making a difference, celebrating nonprofits. And here's the cool part. We have 622 schools across Illinois who are part of this. Again, all free. I got to do a huge shout out to Allstate, to our sponsors. Totally free, the year-long program and the WE celebration, the WE Day itself. So our pitch, the teachers listening, the parents listening.
And the schools right now, you want to get involved with this for next year, start today.
We want them to earn their way. Exactly. Yeah. This is when we kick it off all over again. We'll be back here again next year with Allstate Arena. So WE.org for free. Sign up your school. We'll help you with service, help you find the cause you believe in, help you make a difference, and then we will celebrate the awesome young people.
And Tom, bringing it back full circle, as CEO and chairman at Allstate, you get pitched a lot of ideas. I love the story that you go, look, I got a lot going on, guys, today. I don't have 5 minutes. And now, and it's an initial meeting with Craig. Yeah. Craig couldn't get rid of you.
You know, it's about the youth. And it's a great product. I mean, you see it, like, they're focused. They deliver it for very little money to each student. It's inclusive. It works. And when you see a product, and one thing I know a lot about is like selling stuff and good products.
Sure.
And this is a good product.
Sure.
And if you are school, reach out now because fall comes fast. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah, that's
the
right.
Time to
yeah, don't let it
year.
Wait. Yeah. Right? Don't let it wait. Get on it, and get on it now. Last question.
Leo, it goes to you. How do you feel now that you are inspiring other kids?
I feel better to myself because I feel like I made a difference in the world, and I feel like these kids, 20 years from now, they're big and in the world, and I feel like I get credit for that because I helped them when they were younger, and I feel like I am a person that helped them and is now, like, helping other children in need, and it's a good feeling.
I'd like to announce my endorsement for Leo Sarabia.
I'm with you.
Can I get your card?
Leo Sarabia. I don't know who your running mate's going to be, Leo, but you're my guy.
All right.
It's great to see all of you. Website for WE Day?
WE.org. WE.org for more information.
And again, we want to thank Tom and everybody at Allstate. They're such great partners with us. But when you guys came to me a couple of years ago and said, would you mind if we talked about this? It's such a cool idea.
Well, you've been great. And it's about getting this word out. The more people hear about it, the more people do it. To Leo's point, the more people do it, it just builds on itself. So I'm with you. Leo, I'm like, you knocked me out of my chair.
Yeah. And bad news, Leo, you're buying lunch, dude.
Oh, man.
So I hope you got your allowance. It's about a exactly. Minute before 9, we continue live from the Allstate Showcase Studio next on 720 WGN.